Aminam. Ayra, so what's halacha if somebody forgets tomorrow to say Alvi Yovim when he benches? So halacha is that the only time we say it's an akiv, Aminam Ayra, that's only a situation where you have a chiyuv to eat, it's a chiyuv past to eat. Shabbos, the first two sudas, is a chiyuv to eat. So therefore, somebody forgets to say, on first two sudas by Shabbos, you have a chiyuv to re-bench. I'm a Shchedesh, you know, there's an Indian to eat, but there's no Chiyuv to eat pass. Being that there's no Chiyuv to eat pass, so therefore if somebody forgets to say Alvi tomorrow, the luck is, you will not have to rematch. Let's say you forgot Alvi today. Shaila was, Mitzad Echa, Mitzad Rosh Chedesh, you don't have to eat. But Mitzad Suda Shabbos, you would have a Chiyuv to eat. So Shaila is, do you say, since once you have a Chiyuv to eat and Mitzad Suda Shabbos, Shaila is, that mechayv you now, since you had chiv to eat today and you forgot Yalva Yalva, is that mechayv you now to go back and lunch? So say the mechayv, then no. Being that the reason I have to eat is not mitzad where shchidish, the reason I'm eating is mitzad to the Shabbos. So even if you forgot Yalva Yalva today, the luck would be that you're not, if you forgot already, the luck would be that you would not have to say over benching because there's no chiv to eat mitzad where shchidish, so mitzad Shabbos, and therefore it's not going to mechayv you to re-bench. Let's say tomorrow you come home for supper and you start eating before Shkia. Shkia for about 10 days, 5 days. You start eating before Shkia and you go into the night. And you finish Moitzo Rishkodesh. So Shaila is, do you say Yalvi Yalvi or not? So last week you mentioned that the halacha is that if you start a Suda of Yiboy Yoyim, you start a Suda during the day, even if you finish the Suda after night, the halacha is that you still mention Mein HaMayra. Start,
if you had a
kazayas of bread before Shkia and continue on into Mitzvah Shkidus, so then you would have to have a chiyuv to mention the Me'am Ma'ira. You have a chiyuv to mention the Me'am Ma'ira.
What about Yalvi?
That's going, what?
What about Yalvi?
Yalvi, I'm talking about. Tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
I meant Rein Sheva, what's called the
So tomorrow night, if you start before Shia, and your mom shech, so the halacha is, so you mentioned. What's the halacha if it's a stew of the two cases? And I started mentioning last week. Let's say if Rosh Chodesh is Motzei Shabbos, and Shabbos is not Rosh Chodesh. So if you ate during the day, and you didn't eat at night, so the halacha is you go back to the beginning of the Suda, and you start saying, I'll be not I'll be all day. What would be the halacha if you ate during the day and also at night? So that was a really two opposite things. Because it's not echad, if you ate at night, that's mechayv to say what? Like I say, if you ate during the day, it's mechayv to say ritzei. So mishmuz ba'alba, it's a little bit of a tie to the sansu. To say both, it's a tie to the sansu. I can say ritzei. If it wasn't on Shabbos, if it wasn't Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, I can say ritzei on Shabbos. I can say ritzei on much of Shabbos, you're saying alviyav, it's a tie to the sansu. So the Natila Mishpura is, I can say it back last week, the Natila Mishpura is that if you ate Motzei Shabbos, you should say Yalvi Yalvi, and I would say, being that there's a Vadechiv if you ate at night, and during the day, if you also ate Motzei Shabbos, so you should only say Yalvi Yalvi, and I would say. About all the boys can say, it's better to start eating before Shkia, finish all your bread by Shkia, and night at night, because you're getting some of the whole shaylas. Balachila, finishing Mishkia, and just say Ritzei. If you eat by both, you buy Yahim, so the Tila Mishver is, but you say Alvi Yahweh, and I would say.
What if you eat, if you wash for Shkia,
you're
at night, then you
eat Kzais? I'm still eating Kzais. Kzais is my kind of prevention. So, if you have been a Shemashis to bring down also, been a Shemashis to say also, Dafka Ritzei, but it's better, you know, to finish by Shkia. What do you say? Shkia is the chachila. Ben Shmash is also the maker. We say that could say because but you know it's better now. You know, it's really finished by Shkia. Eat bread. Eat other things. Now a lot of times when people get used to saying Yalvi Yalvi, it was like 2 days, next 2 days. So they get in the habit of saying Yalvi Yalvi, and they may, what's the luck we say Yalvi Yalvi on Monday when it's not Rosh Chodesh? Shaila doesn't mess up the bench. Usually get the shaylas on, you know, after Rosh Chodesh. I'm glad I got the shayla on Friday. The reason my demon and say that it was Rosh Chodesh and said, yeah, I'll be all this. The shaylas is in the market. So the nice little achra, the place to come is, that it's Sach V'Shegig is not Makiv. If you quit yourself, you really should go back to beginning of the Bracha. But, you know, first thing to remember until afterwards, which is usually the case, the Maisa is not going to be Makiv.
Same Shmeses Benchim?
Shmeses also. Shmeses is a little bit more common, but there also Chayadim, the Achrodim, Shabur, the Chayadim is that it's called Sach V'Shegig. The Chava says that's not a problem. She'll be in the right place in the Chaluk. Then he brings on the Chayadim, the Relacha, the Rav Shainim, all that the Chayadim says that once you finish, you don't.
The bracha.
Once you finish, you don't go back. But, so what do you do before, maybe after, the same thing. One last lacha ben gea min amayra is what's lacha by ladies. The lady forgets the aliyava. If the lady forgets, would say the shadows of ladies have same lachas of men. So it comes to it say it's same lacha basically. Say if the lady forgets, would say just like man would be benched. Whenever man would be benched by first two suits of shal shudis, so to a lady would be benched. The shaila is what about the aliyava on yontif? A shchedes is never makir, made by man and by lady. The shaila is on yontif. On Yontiv, what's the Yalviyav on Yontiv? So, by a man who forgets Yalviyav on Yontiv, being that on Yontiv is a chiv to eat inside of mitzvah simcha, so the halacha is, a man would have to say, we have to revenge. The shadows, when it comes to ladies.
Specifically, chiv to suddas?
Yeah.
On Yontiv?
Yeah.
At simcha.
At simcha. Mashiach came when we're dealing with. Nashim, Kivegas Mechadish, that ladies don't have a chiv simcha. The chiv simcha, ladies don't have a chiv simcha, and the chiv sudas stamps in the chiv simcha. Therefore, Kivega says that a lady who forgets to say Yalviyav Yom Yontiv would be just like a Rosh Chodesh, and the lady would not have to revenge because she's not mukhiv in simcha. She's a balam samcha, she's not from simcha misa'atzma. So, therefore, the lach would be that she would not have to revenge.
Isn't the mitzvah first to buy Sameach, right?
Alright, another common mistake people make is that I guess so many times that a wash and min al mechia. The shaila is min al mechia, does that pater benching or not? A mechia is old and young of benching. So the shaila is, does the pater benching or not? Some of the place can be out of the Gemara says somebody forgets Brisva Torah. Brisva Torah is ma'akiv. Brisva Torah is a chelik of the nusuf, and it says if you forget Brisva Torah, so therefore it's ma'akiv. So therefore, you only say Al Mechia, you didn't say you're missing the ikar parts of benching. So therefore, a lot of people say Lamaisa will be ma'akiv. So the Shuvah from the Ramayish and other stuff. Chaim also says they want to say the only time you say the Sukkot Chalakim of the Nusach are ma'akiv, that's if you are saying the Nusach which you are mukhiv to say. So the Chalakim which are ma'akiv, because I'm Sak is sort of Nusach, which wasn't the Isa, but the actual Nusach Shuvah uses in the Ramanim. Forgot to the Nusach. So over there we're going to say that the lacha is that that's ma'akiv. Mashing al mechia could be that's considered a bracha klali. It's a bracha klali, and just like a fashis is a bracha klali. So the al mechia also could be it's a bracha klali. I think that's bracha klali. But the eved, if you said instead of benching, the ma'isa you be yotzei. Ma'isa baskins. Ma'isa p'sak Rav Yashiv is that if you catch yourself right away, you cut right away. You said al mechia like. You said it out loud, so we said, we didn't supposed to bench. So just start Noida. You go to the first bracha, and then you go to one bracha, if you said Al Mechia, so start Noida. If you didn't catch yourself right away, so then you're mafsik in between the other
how
things.
Long?
What?
How long?
You talk, you're mafsik, whatever I'm saying. If you start talking, if you ask the shayla, so it's not going to be mafsik. But if you didn't catch yourself right away, so then you said, Rabbi Ashur said that, and you're not Yotzin, you should go back to the beginning. There are also places to say, if it's possible, we wash and eat and then you bench, you can't do it. Okay, then we'll say that you'll be yotze, and if you say you wouldn't be yotze, and you'd have to bench. Somebody has to remember if they bench or not. So, what's the halacha? Suffolk, Suffolk, Muslim. So, if you ate a day's Sevilla, so being at the rice, the halacha is, it'll be Suffolk, the rice, and after you bench. The shayla is, what will be halacha by ladies? Do ladies have a chiyah because Muslim in the rice? Or not. So, it's a big suffix, Kara Pasim and Kapay. Well, not in Chaybek. So, it wasn't suffix in the Chaybek. It's a suffix with the Chaybek. Not. What's the suffix? The suffix is bring that tanana brisvatayo. In the tanana brisvatayo could be that nakakai midraiso. So Mishmur brings down. Isha sacha de svia. Isha ek de svia, when it's talking to her, if she bench, chayev avarach. First is a chayev. Hence, the chayev avarach. But if you do it, you have to do it. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. Chayev sa afirma gadim. If Isha has a suffix, if she bench. She doesn't remember. I'm saying, she probably doesn't remember, right? She meant to bench, and then the kid started crying, she changed the diaper. So the Mishavur says, if you have a suffix, because it wasn't by a lady, if she ate kidei svia, says if a lady wants to be samech to bench in limchus biyadai biyada, if she wants to be samech to bench in limchus, so the lashon in limchus would sound more like lachil yishule. If she wants to bench, we're not gonna make. Look in the Be'er Halacha. The Halacha says a different nesach. The Halacha says has all arichas, and he says that in his taita samech adas sharfayim. Last of the verse, lehifsid. In Berlacha, he says, Lashon lehifsid. Hapshad is, you don't lose. Don't lose sounds like more a little bit that that's what you should. Whatever, it's a good thing to do, it's lehifsid. The Shabur sounds more like a limp place, better not to. And the Berlacha sounds like more like lehifsid. You don't lose out if you do it. You don't lose out if you do it. So nicely, the place can say that. It's very not clear what the Lacha Isha was subject to Muslim, therefore, the Chachila about the lady should really wash over again and bench. It's a good suffix in the Hrenim Shana, whether suffix is Muslim is dicing or not. If she can't, which a lot of times, ladies don't have so much room in their stomach, and if she can't, they say the lady will not bench. The suffix brothers will say Lakula and turn that bench. And what's the lacha in terms of being mafsek and b'kasam mazim? If you hear a kaddish, kedusha, or a baruch, or something comes up, how chum is b'kasam mazim? So, Chayav HaKufa Gimel says that in this is b'kasam mazim in the year of Minei Kavod, or let's say in the year of Minei Kavod, Yesh Mishem is in the kefila, ketfila. Chayav is b'chish, is that b'kasam mazim has a din of Shemana Esrei. It's din of ketfila, it has a chumra of Shemana Esrei, and therefore you can't be mafsek for anything. Ain't shoyim l'shivin klal. Why, since we find that b'kasam mazim, there's from the chumras has a chumra because it wasn't like tefillah. As you see, it's more chumra than Kriya Shema. It has a chumra of Shemayin Esrei, and therefore the Chaver passes. You can't be mapsek at all. What about in the fourth bracha? Shaila, that's only derabbanan. The shaila is over there is more kal. Maybe it's only by the derisa that they could then mashmi derabbanan. They could then maybe it's more kal. So the Chashulchan says you can make on the fourth bracha. The kal is kedusha and baruchu.
Like Shema.
It's like Shema. Kavachayim says that no. It's, the Rabban was came to Isatikin, and the Rabban's came to Isatikin, and therefore, also in the fourth prophet, you shouldn't be Masa of anything. What about by the Rachamans? Says by the Rachamans. Are you allowed to be Masa of the Kashi Kashan Baruch? What?
You
have to say the Rachamans, where the Rachamans come from. So the Torah brings down that the Kadmoinim added on to the Nusach Bechus HaMazim by the Rachamans. Where did they get the right to do it? They said in the stomach because we see that the marking is on Bikus Areyach, that we see you can add on other other things. So too.
The kind of throw the same idea, maybe.
And so too over here, you can add on, so too, the Kalmudim add on other parts, add on the Rachmans and other space to say after Bikus Aramazim. So Shmaya has a shayla that he wants somebody to ask him that. Yeah, somebody has a shayla that he had a lot of chivas. Nothing new, so he had a lot of favors. I want to know, can he add on in Miller Rachman, Zirotzin, Tzakenu, Shiacha Lifrei, something like, I pair up all my chaykas. I want to know, can he do it during Purpose and Mazen, during the Rachmans? So Tarek Shema wrote back that Abadi definitely could. It's like Shema Kaleinu, that's when the Rachmans like Shema Kaleinu, you can make Bakash what you want. And so good to Zach to say Bakash is then, it's Rotzin. He just said he didn't like the Lashon Perua. So the Lashon Perua is not such an accurate Lashon. You find Perua sometimes means Megala. He says when you dive in, it's the Kashmir Baruch Brachu, the Kamehim say, you have to ask not specifically. He said the Lashon Perua he didn't like. He says, I think it'd be a better Lashon to say, Yeratzen Shetzakeni 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 say. The Lashon Perua he didn't like. He said, Kastam Kal Gadol, someone to come in. So I'm Shabbat Bashar. One of the reasons why he's not accepted is we don't dive specifically. Sometimes you say the Tweeba, the person has to for things specific as most accurate as possible. He says, Lashon Perua is not so accurate, and he says, therefore, He says that he used to say it in a different Nesuvah. Rav Kona Toshma Sinal says that a person would have a right to add on his own Nesuvah, his own Bakashas.
English.
Yeah, it's English too. Stam Zay Dvi Mavsik, brings down Toiv Na Dvi Mavsik. That's some the Rachman's, it's, I don't know, the right thing is you shouldn't be Mavsik. And the fact you start being Mavsik, as time will go on, you start being Mazaz, and it's really good idea not to be Mavsik.
The Kedusha or the Dibuk, right? No.
Kedusha for sure. Kedusha you have to. Kedusha, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, name, those things you have to. You don't have Stam Zay. Sounds like the talk. So Kav Chaim says it's toiv that shouldn't be mafsik. In terms of what they have to say, it's so they always know about it's kedai to say it. A person has oynis or whatever. Person can move out to it. That's not about it. Very chasuz after a person say. Next week in the Shem, I guess we'll go to Alachas Patsa of the Kisnin when you have to wash.
Next week will be.
Oh, not Gavir?
I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Next time we'll go to Alachas Patsa of the Kisnin when you have to wash.